Welcome back to Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved, and taking the time to hear some of Wisconsin's cold or forgotten cases. On this podcast, I dive into the stories and mysteries of Wisconsin's missing persons and unsolved crimes, whose stories deserve to be told. Wisconsin has over 1,700 unsolved murders and over 140 missing persons. The goal of this podcast is to raise awareness of those persons who have yet to be found or have their killers caught. Today's case is dedicated to Benjamin Wilberding. On this day, March 24th of 1996, would be the last time anyone has seen or heard from Benjamin. Today marks the 28th year of his disappearance. Soon before his disappearance, Ben's mother had come into some health issues and he decided to move closer to spend more time with her. He was 21 years old and just started a new job at Heard Millwork in Merrill on March 22nd, 1996. He showed up for his second shift the following day and then left. This is the last time he was officially seen alive. He didn't show up for work that Friday, and finally, on March 29th, his mother reported him missing. She said she hadn't had any contact with him in a few days, which was unusual. Police searched his property where he was living in Tomahawk and conducted several interviews, but couldn't find any reason for Ben's disappearance or any clues to his whereabouts. Cadaver dogs were brought in to Ben's property, as well as several of his family members, but no body has ever turned up. Witness statements claim that Ben was seen getting into a maroon car with two other individuals headed towards U.S. Highway 8, but this claim is not considered 100% reliable and has never been verified. Lieutenant Andy Vanderweist from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office states, quote, "I think I can confidently say that we believe that there is probably some foul play involved," end quote. Given that Ben had just moved closer to be with his mother, it seems highly unlikely that he would just up and leave. He also states that it seemed Ben lived a very private life. Not that he was necessarily a loner, but didn't have a huge circle of friends or acquaintances. Other sources say that a few weeks after Ben's disappearance, his driver's license and Social Security card were found on a different person. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department will not speak on these details because it is still an open investigation, but they still have not found any solid leads. Lieutenant Andy Vanderweist states, quote, "The key piece might be somebody's recollection of a conversation that they had with Ben immediately prior to him having disappeared, a conversation or an encounter that they had with somebody else who knew Ben," end quote. He also states, quote, "I would encourage people to come forward if they have something, whether or not they think that it's important or relevant to the investigation. It may seem very insignificant out in the community, but for us and where we're at with the investigation, that might be the missing link," end quote. Ben was born on January 24th, 1975, and would be 49 years old today. He is a white male, stands 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 170 pounds, and has brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing a t-shirt and blue jeans. If you have any information on Benjamin Wilberding's disappearance, please contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office at 715-536-6272. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you for listening and taking the time to hear Ben's story today. Please take this podcast and either share or talk about it with friends and family. The more people who know, the greater the awareness is given to the case. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. Please subscribe and keep an eye out for next week's episode. You can also follow these cases on Instagram at Wisconsin's Missing Unsolved, where I'll be posting images of the victims and others related to the case. Also, please go subscribe to my Patreon under Wisconsin's Missing and Unsolved. You can become a member and get early access to episodes, hear my thoughts on what may have happened, and help decide which cases to cover next. If you have a case that you want featured on this podcast sooner rather than later, please email wisconsinsmissingunsolved@gmail.com. All details will be listed in the show notes. Thank you and see you next week.